Talking with Dave Purdom, head football coach at Nebraska City. His team getting ready for week five of the 2025 season. Coach, I guess just first off, you know, four games in. Tell us a little bit about your guys' this season and how you're feeling there in Nebraska City.
Well, you know, it's been a tough stretch for the first four games. We knew it would be with the amount of talent that we've seen and our opposing teams that we played. You know, Central City had a really solid squad. They were able to score on us pretty quickly. We had a couple opportunities to score as well, and we just couldn't punch it in. That's kind of been what's been struggling for us this season is just we get in opportunities. We have a couple of good plays down the stretch, and then we've had trouble scoring. You know, that's been kind of a big thing for us. Pretty exciting things about this season so far has been, you know, what we've seen defensively in certain games. Obviously, we, you know, the scores haven't gone our way in many of our games, unfortunately. But I see our defense is getting better each week. You know, they've been competing. We've had some younger guys come up and kind of impress us too. So just some good things that are coming our way. We need to put a full game together and not just offense and defense. We need everything to click. We've had a couple of really close special teams plays on our kickoff return. I feel like we're really close to getting one of those too. So just putting some points on the board is going to be big for us coming up as we enter district play this week.
Yeah, and speak to the growth that you've seen from your team, because, you know, sometimes people just look at scores and don't see the growth. But I mean, you're seeing this every day. Where have you guys gotten better at through the first four games?
Well, I think, you know, each time you prepare for a season, you anticipate what you're going to have coming back. You're going to anticipate players, different positions, different sets. And I think that one of the things, you know, when you go up against a number one team at Wahoo and a number two team at Central City, is you're just going to be kind of outsized. And, you know, speed was kind of a factor too in both of those games. Going back to DC West, though, in week two, I felt like, you know, that was really a good game for us. It was our first home game of the season. We saw some kids kind of step up and play really hard. You know, you take away a couple of turnovers in that game, and I think that game is a lot closer than 20-7 at the end there. So, you know, it's a game of inches. We talk about that every day. It could be a tackle here or, you know, one block that will, you know, turn a negative play or even a decent play into an explosive play. And so I think that that's one of the things, you know, that we've been excited about is we're teaching our kids, we're showing them on tape, they're embracing the film aspect this year a little bit more than we had in the past. And we've made that an emphasis for our program, making sure that everybody's on the same page. We draw it up, we look at it, we scout it, we, you know, how can we get better in the little things that we do daily to just help us improve moving forward. And we feel like we're going to have some good opportunities against Fall City here on Friday.
Yeah, who would be some of the guys that you would point to as leaders so far?
Well, I got to start with our captains. We had an interview process over the summertime. Guys that had shown up, they put in an application, they put in a kind of a resume, and then they had a some things that they wrote down, some questions that we asked them. So I'd start with those three guys. Adam Howard is, they're all seniors. Adam Howard, Landon Ferguson, and Trevor Flash. You know, Trevor has really been a guy who plays on most everything. Actually, all three of those guys play on both sides of the ball for us. But Trevor really has done an impressive job of maintaining and, you know, keeping track of attendance and doing things, you know, to make sure that kids are motivated to be at practice, taking some of those leadership roles that we don't even have to tell him to do it. And he'll keep track of those people and make sure that we have everybody coming to practice. So he's been impressive this season. Landon Ferguson, as our quarterback, is always, he takes kind of a leadership role. You know, it's a tough job to facilitate, and, you know, there's a lot of things that he has to think about, a lot of things that he has to do. And, you know, and he's running a lot too. So that's another thing that has been impressive about him so far. He's been really close on some throws this year, which has been a progression from what he has done in the past. We had some overthrows last year, and this year he's been more accurate. And we're right there. So we just have to clean up a few of those things. And then, of course, Adam Howard is another one of our captains who, he's in every scrum. He's a linebacker. He's a running back. So he's a lot of contact all day. In the game, Tyrese Gardner is another student that's been playing really well for us, especially on the offense and defensive side. Defensive side, he's got a few sacks, tackle for losses this year. He's really been a lot of pressure on the edge. Some younger guys that have come in here, of course, Boston Harker. I talk about Boston a lot. Boston has switched positions for us on defense. He's really stepped up things, and he's really our go-to on offense. We're always looking for number two on the field, and I think our opponents know that too. So, having to disguise him a little bit and put him in some different positions so that we can make sure that we can get the ball to him as well as the rest of our guys.
District play getting underway Friday night against Falls City. Tell me about this matchup and what you're seeing from them.
Well, scouted Falls City just a little bit over the last couple of weeks. I think we sized up pretty well to them. Of course, they've got a couple of big guys, a new transfer tackle that they got in. I think a superintendent's son, kind of a big kid. Overall, I think we match up pretty well to them size wise. We're looking to, try to exploit some of their weaknesses or what we feel like we can attack. And as well as, just play the game that we're scheduled to play. I feel like when we think about offense and what we can do well, one of the things we've kind of had to hang our hat on because we're just undersized at some points is throwing the football. And so we'd really like to get our running game going this week against Falls City and see what we can do to keep that clock in our favor and make sure we can keep those chains moving.
Yeah, and for you guys to get that first win of the year and in district play, what's priority number one on Friday night?
Well, I think it's coming out and throwing the first punch metaphorically, just making sure that we can establish, hey, we're going to be in this game. It's going to be a four quarter game and we're going to be in every moment of it. Compete to every whistle, make sure that we take care of the little things, try not to turn the ball over. I think that's one of our, and it's not, I don't think, I know that's one of our goals every week is to minimize our mistakes as far as turnovers go, and get more takeaways than we're giving up. So I think that coming out and either setting the tone on defense or getting the ball and scoring first is a big priority of ours, depending on how that coin flip goes. We will want the ball if we get that coin flip, and so we'll try to get on offense right away and score. That's kind of priority number one.
That is Dave Purdom, the head football coach at Nebraska City. Coach, appreciate the time today and best of luck going forward.
Thanks very much. Appreciate your time too, and go Pioneers.